The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Cuccinelli leads McAuliffe by just 2 percentage points in the latest poll, which in the world of polling is a dead heat. Overwhelmingly, respondents see the economy as the most important issue, followed by education. Neither candidate is known very well in Virginia, but again, Cuccinelli has a slight advantage over McAuliffe. But the poll, according to Brown, dispels some of the perceptions about both candidates.
There are a few more voters who see Mr. Cuccinelli as too conservative than see Mr. McAuliffe as too liberal, but there's not a huge gap. And one of the things that's very interesting is that there is a perception in much of the media and among some elites that Mr. Cuccinelli is just too conservative to be governor of Virginia. There's been national media about that possibility.
32% of voters say Cuccinelli's political philosophy is about right, and 29% say he's too conservative. 29% say McAuliffe's philosophy is about right, while 21% say he's too liberal. Brown adds that President Obama's popularity, by the time the election rolls around, may factor into it because Virginia typically elects a governor whose political party is opposite that of the president. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.